Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we set the tone for the week and gather in prayer as leaders and professionals impacting the world. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your time, participation, and presence in this time of dedicated and facilitated prayer. The goal here is to connect spiritually to your professional growth as an industry leader. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are tuning our heart toward God for direction, inspiration, and edification through the power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. I am Dionne Marie, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to seek God with you. This podcast is made possible by DMS Hope International Holdings. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind and direct your thoughts toward God. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment with your body, mind, and soul. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this experience. Center yourself right now, right here, in this special moment. Let's pray and declare God's grace. John 15 and 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Oh God, how we thank you for this day. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we exalt you, oh God. Oh God, how we love you. Oh God, all those under the sound of my voice are seeking you. We are seeking you on one accord. We are seeking you through the power of prayer. And God, we thank you for know that you hear us. We know that you hear our heart. We know that you are seeing our circumstances and our situations, oh God. And we know that you are mighty. We know that you are sovereign. And we know that your will be done on earth as it has been in heaven. And so, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this week. We thank you for the coming opportunities that you have set before us. God, continue to lead us and guide us. Help us on this week, oh God, to cut ties with anything, anyone, and any place that is not serving us to take us to the next level, to take us to the next mile on this journey, oh God. Give us the freedom. Give us the boldness to adequately, to wisely, to immediately be available, be capable, be mindful to begin to separate ourselves from those things, those people, those places that are hindering our growth, our development, our evolution. Those things, those people, those places that are pressuring us to remain the same. God, we're ready for new. We're ready for new. We're ready for new. We're ready for new, oh God. We are ready to take the next step. The next step up. The next step forward. Oh God, we are ready. But we need your help. We need your help where we can't do it, where we can't make the choice and the decision. We know in our hearts, we know in our mind what we need to do, but God, we thank you because you said in your word that you would help us with our unbelief. And God, wherever it is that we believe that we cannot, we can't, we shouldn't, help us, oh God. Help us today. Help us this week. Help us this month. Set the course, oh God, to strengthen us, to gird us up, to help us to be bold, to help us to be mindful, to separate ourselves. God, you separated us. You yourself have given us the example of how to separate the wheat from the chaff. Your royal people from the unbeliever. God, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you for what you're going to do. We yield to your will. We love you, oh God, and we know that your sovereign decisions are for our good. We know that all things work together for our good. We know, oh God, that you are the creator of heaven and earth. You are the beginning and you are the end. So you know what's up ahead. You know what needs to be done in this space so that we can get to where you're bringing us, oh God. So strengthen us, keep us, protect our heart, protect our mind. Help us to level up, oh God, as we cut ties. Help us to level up, God, as we cut ties. Help us to level up, God, as we begin to be precise, to be optimistic, to be wise in the steps that we take to move forward, onward, and upward, oh God. You are calling us to a new place. Strengthen us so that we can go. Strengthen our core, oh God. Strengthen our core, oh God. Strengthen our heart, our mind, oh God. Help us. Help us to close the door and never look back. To not look back with regret. To not think of a woulda, coulda, shouldas, oh God. But to be steadfast. To be focused, to be strengthened, to be determined, to do all that you are calling us to do in this moment, to have all that you have set aside for us, oh God. We are not in a rush, oh God, because for what is for us is for us. We are not trying to get ahead of you, oh God. We are not trying to exert your hand, oh God. We simply want to move and have our being in you, our being in you, our being in you, oh God. We want to be rooted in you, rooted in the word, rooted in the word, rooted in your word, your command, oh God, your plan for our life. You said in your word, you have a plan for us. And God, we want to follow it. We yield to your will. Let your will be done. God, we thank you on this day for the opportunity to cut ties with anything, anyone, and any place that is holding us to who we used to be, holding us to what we said in the past, to what we did in the past. We are evolving. We are growing. Oh God, send help. Send help, oh God. Send signs, oh God. For those that need the signs, send them. For those that need the help, send it. Encourage us and keep us on the path that you have called us to. It is narrow, oh God. There is no sway to the left or the right, but to forward, upward, and onward, oh God. Remaining close to you for guidance and protection, for love, inspiration, motivation, direction. God, we walk in the favor that you have called over our lives. We walk in the power and the dominion that you gave us in the beginning. We walk with strength. We walk with dedication. We walk with determination to do, to be, oh God. To be, oh God, all that you have called us to be. It is in your strength, not our own. It is in your strength that we move and have our being. And so, God, we thank you for that on this week. We praise you for it on this week. We honor you for it on this week. God, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt you above everything that we see and we know. You are our God. And you are God alone. Amen. Amen. But truly, God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer according to Psalm 66 and 19. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank God for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily task. Amen. Amen. Ashe and amen. Ashe and amen. Amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.